Alberta public safety staff, including RCMP officers, will be getting a strong push from municipalities for better mental health supports. Alberta Municipalities, formerly known as the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association, passed a resolution on November 18 to advocate for better mental health supports for public safety staff. St. Albert Mayor Kathy Herron, who is now president of Alberta Municipalities, said when it comes to dealing with the mental health of first responders and public safety staff, she would like to hear about what they want. "I don't have the solution for this one. I think it's recognized that they are at risk of mental health issues," Herron said. "You can throw money at it and give them support and counseling services, and maybe that's all that they need. So I would actually have to ask them what they need. But it's obviously an issue," Herron said. Fort Saskatchewan presented the motion at the recent conference in Cowan. Jibs Abatoy said public safety staff need more mental health supports to do their jobs. "Public safety personnel are at increased risk of developing psychological injuries due to the nature of their work, and they include police, firefighters, paramedics, among others," Abatoy said. "Some 44.5% meet the criteria for one or more mental disorders," Abatoy said, "while 23.2% have symptoms of PTSD. Now, in contrast to the general populace, that's about 1 to 3.5%. That's a big difference," Abatoy said. The counselor said municipalities employ paramedics, firefighters, and RCMP officers, and get community safety benefits from a mentally healthy and resilient workforce. A 2016 study from the Canadian Institute for Public Safety Research and Treatment found that 75% of public safety organizations who reported having the mental health program increase failed to meet the basic standard of programs, Abatoy said.